You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. This is a treat this week to have Angela Krall with me. She is the Director of Major Gifts and Corporate Sponsorships with Ballet West. Susan Spears is here, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. And Kim Gardner is with me, a teacher in elementary and middle schools for 33 years and the chairperson of the Colonial Heritage Festival. I just wanted to ask you about this because this program is for the last weekend of the year. So it's New Year's Eve and we're going into New Year's Day. And I know the news always talks about how, what are your New Year's resolutions? I don't set New Year's resolutions, but I do this. I will sometimes sit down on January 1st with a journal and write, what did I learn in the year that's just passed? And what do I hope for the year to come? And I just let the pen flow on the page, and sometimes nonsense comes out, and sometimes something that will click, you know, that will fire something. So if with your, and I know I didn't give you any time to prepare this, but just with your permission, what comes to mind first? Angela, I'll start with you. That's not fair. I'll start with you. What did you learn in 2023?
Probably patience. I guess it was more, not exactly patience, but kind of rolling with whatever's going to come our way. You know, this year I started a new job. My, you know, daughter made some significant changes in her dance training. And in October, we made the surprise discovery that we had 7 puppies on the way.
Wow.
But it was fun, you know, so I think I just, you know, kind of rolling with the punches there.
It was a year of change for you. Wow. That's interesting. All right, Kim, what did you learn in 2023?
You know, I think I've learned that I need to give myself a little bit of grace. I am so hard on myself, and I try to please everyone in everything, whether it's my family or my students or whatever. And I can't. I think I've learned that's okay. I can only do what I can do. And like I said, give myself a break. I'm a good person, and I just think I need to celebrate the things that I do well instead of always just seeing the things that I can't accomplish, that I wanted to do, that I failed. So, grace.
I wish I had the sound effect of a room full of clapping people, because I think that is just brilliant. And I think that is something that is easier to do, at least for me, as I get older. As I get older, I cut myself a break much more often and much easier. I don't know about the rest of you, but Susan, what did you learn in 2023?
Well, I think along those lines, I've learned that forgiveness is more for me than the person I'm forgiving. I'm not a real grudge holder, but I don't always forget. And so I've been working on forgiveness this year and just forgiving whatever. It doesn't matter. And it's been kind of interesting. I'm a pretty energetic person as it is, but I've gotten some major energy back.
Now, isn't that brilliant? That is brilliant. Because think of, and I've held grudges too. Oh, I've devoted energy to grudges. So right. I can see how if you let go of a grudge, it would free up energy. Because think about how much energy we have devoted to resenting people for the things they did to us. How could they? And you can hang on to that for years.
And oftentimes they don't even know. People don't know. So I've learned to be more forgiving, but also to be more adapting or flexible to others. You know, we live in this world where we're trying to understand each other better. So I've really worked on that, and I've learned a lot, whether it's religion or cultures or whatever it is. I think I've become a better person because of it, because I can be more graceful as well.
Can't we all? All right, next question. Kim, I'll start with you. What do you hope for 2024?
Well, you know, we could go with the Miss America answer of saying, I hope for world peace, but that's not really a silly answer, actually.
No, it's not.
With so many crazy things that have happened, and I'm so heartbroken for the lives of people that have been ripped apart across the world and, you know, in our own country, in our own cities. I do hope for some peace. It would be nice to have some calm.
I had actually thought, naive of me, a few years ago, that we had learned how to solve our differences without war. But of course, that has been proven to be terribly premature and naive and not true, as we see war in Europe like we haven't seen since World War II, and war in the Middle East as awful as it's ever been. So I appreciate that hope. Susan, what about you? What do you hope for in 2024?
I would say I would hope that we can learn to love in the highest sense, that we can be more charitable towards others, their strengths, their perceived weaknesses, that we can really learn to love and appreciate.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. And could there be any better use of our time and energy than in loving and in loving at a higher level? Angela, what do you hope for in 2024?
I think for me, it's just being able to get out of my head and find joy in the moment. I struggle with that. I am always kind of looking towards the future and planning and really structuring things out in my life. And I think I just need to live in the moment. I'm looking at how little time I have left with my kids here at home before they graduate. And the time just ticks by so fast. And I feel like I want to just capture those joyful moments much more fully.
Oh, I am with you. And in fact, I feel the same way. You know, it's just, it feels like days before the kids will all be gone. And I'm like you, I just went, and like any crazy thing, normally I would never do anything on a weeknight, but my youngest son over the break, he said, I want to go see Elf in the theaters. It's in the theaters. And I would normally on a weeknight when I have to go to bed at 8, no, I didn't care. I thought, what am I going to be, tired the next day? I'm not a brain surgeon. This is not a problem. I'm just going to go be tired and get to be with him. Oh, so I love that. Oh, ladies, may I just say, I appreciate all three of you. I'm grateful for your friendship, and I wish you all a happy new year.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I hope your year is wonderful, too.
Thank you so much. It's just a wonderful treat to be here with you, and happy new year.
Happy new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all. It's been great.
And to all of you out there listening, we'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.